And then Oscar stepped inside the closet and ran his hand over the hanging suits and dresses, then stopped cold. Something had caught his eye. Very quietly, he backed out of the closet and shut the door. Mommy and I stayed hidden until we heard the Amari coming back. "Virgen Maria," she cried. "I believe I left the door unlocked." On the floor of the closet, our concentration game was undisturbed, all the center cards face down. But one card had been turned over, the Queen of Hearts. July 4th, 1961, Tuesday, early morning. Before breakfast, I heard a little pebble strike the window of the bathroom, then another. I didn't dare look out just in case. But when a third went ping, curiosity got the better of me, and I peeked out the high window. Oscar was standing in the yard, looking up. I ducked down before he saw me. Later. I've been wondering if Oscar did see me. So just now, I took the Queen of Hearts, slipped it out the window, and watched it sailing down to the yard below. July 5th, 1961, Wednesday, after siesta. Yesterday being the day of independence for the United States, Wimpy had a barbecue behind his store. The Mancinis were invited. Tio Pepe says that Wimpy knows where we are and is doing all he can to ensure our safety, whatever that means. "Was Chucha there?" I asked Tia Mari. "Was she there?" She and Oscar would not stop talking. I touched the spot on my cheek, trying to calm myself down.